None but the hungry heart. 7:7. Peace on earth. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts. Colossians 3:15. Peace does not and cannot exist in the fallen Adam life. And as long as the old man reigns within, there is going to be turmoil both within and without. The path of the cross is alone the path of peace. The moment came when the Lord Jesus could say, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you," John 14:27. This could only be on the ground of his death, for the man in Adam could never give up his will. To do so would be to give up his very existence. But the death of the Lord Jesus is, judicially and for faith, the end of that man, and the Christian, walking in the Spirit, owns him no more. The believer can thus, and only thus, have freedom from the tyranny of sin, as he reckons himself to have died unto sin, and to be alive unto God, as one alive from the dead. He presents his body a living sacrifice unto God, and proves what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Thus walking, the peace of the Lord Jesus becomes an experiential reality in the heart of the believer. Thank God we are no longer linked with the fallen Adam, and the Holy Spirit has placed us in union with Christ, risen and glorified. The more clearly we enter by faith into objective truth, or what is true of us in the Lord Jesus, the deeper, more experiential and practical will be the Spirit's subjective work in us, and the more complete will be the manifestation of the moral effect in our life and character. Both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one. Hebrews 2:11.